Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday night with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle to lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for how you have allowed us to come together one more time to lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you because you're a way maker and a door opener, and you know how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. I thank you, Jesus, for blessing us, for making this way for us, for making it possible, O Lord, that we can preach the gospel, that the word of God may be promulgated and sent out throughout the world. We thank you for this chance, Lord. We thank you today, Lord. We pray that you continue to have your way. Let the word of God go forth. Have your way. Send thine anointing. Touch us while we're praying and while we're waiting and looking to you, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We come to you, Lord, and we pray that you will bind the works of Satan. Cast him out today.
Right now.
Help us today, O Lord. You said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and over all the power of the enemy. We believe your word today, and we are standing on the word of God, knowing that your word will not fail. You said before one tittle or one jot of your word, before it fell, and earth shall pass away. I believe your word today, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, to stand on the word of God. Help us to go through, Lord. Give us strength where we're weak, for everywhere. Those who are going through tests and trials, we pray that you touch them right now. Encourage their hearts. Lift heavy burdens. Help them to go through. Help them, O Lord, to press their way, to overcome, O Lord. Oh, my God, I know you're able, Jesus. I'm trusting in you today. We pray, Lord, that you will have your way today. Let a soul be blessed. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help somebody to repent of their sin. Help them today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send on help, Lord. Send on healing. Send on deliverance. We know thou art a deliverer. Touch right now, Lord, while we're praying, while we're waiting. Meet us here tonight. Take full control. Speak to us and through us. Have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want your will to be done, not our will. Let our will perish. Help us to deny ourselves. Help us to die to self, that we might please you. Help us today, oh Lord. I know you're able, and I'm dependent on you. I'm looking to you, the author and the finisher of my faith. Pray, Jesus, that you look on all those souls that are listed on the prayer list. You know every one of them by name. I pray that you touch and heal their bodies, save their souls, oh Lord. Heal the infirmities and the afflictions that they're going through. I know you can do it today, O Lord. Thou art a powerful and a mighty God, and you can do everything. We're looking to you and trusting in you and taking you at your word. Lord, I pray that you look upon me, that you will touch my body and give me strength, O Lord, that I may be able to do thy will and speak thy word. I pray that you continue to bless us and stand by us. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Once again, we give thanks unto thy holy name, and we give praises unto you, Lord, for the great and mighty work that you've done in our lives. You didn't have to do it, but you had mercy, and you did it for us, oh Lord. And I thank you right now, Lord. I give glory to your name.
Beginning with the first verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. That's the 100th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with thanksgiving." Excuse me, come before his presence with singing. Sorry. "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." Thank God for reading of his word, the 100th number of Psalm, the first throughout the fifth verses, throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. You can tune in every Sunday and Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You can also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. And we want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 563-999-3634. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We're continuing to keep Dr. Betty Ingram Sewell in our prayers. And we are praying for Darnell Williams, amen, the young man who was shot and was on life support, and the Lord brought him off of life support, and he's still in the process of healing. We're praying for him. We're praying for the bereaved Jones family, the bereaved Edmond family, Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Joel Pauldo and the bereaved Pauldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, that the Lord would heal her from stage 3C ovarian cancer. She is scheduled for surgery next Tuesday, and she's still requesting prayer. Amen. Forgive me, Monday, next Monday. She's still requesting that we pray for her. Amen. and Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, praying for her, Evangelist Linda Paldo, Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Calbreath and the Breeze Calbreath family, the Breeze Thompson family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the Breeze Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, as well as those who are currently requesting prayer and names I did not call but are still on the prayer list. Amen. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond is on the line, we're going to ask if she would favor us with a selection to the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if not,
yes,
then I have a little
song
I'd like to sing, just a little portion of it.
Okay.
Amen.
Go ahead. Sing it.
Amen. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, and you hear, and let it be a sweet sound in your ears. We extol thee, we extol thee, we extol thee, O Lord, we extol thee, we extol thee, we extol thee, O Lord, we extol thee, we extol thee, O Lord, we extol thee, we extol thee, we extol thee, O Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Before we go into the word, maybe Evangelist Cynthia's selection, she might have gotten on a little late. But we're going to give her this opportunity if she still would like to sing. Well, thank the Lord for her anyway. She did let me know that she would be able to sing. But at this time, we're going to go right into the broadcast. Now, tonight is oldies but goodies in the gospel. So we're going to go back to the 1990s. Praise the Lord, and we hope that you will get something out of the Word of God on tonight. So listen in intently as the Word of God comes forth.
Evangelist May Edmond and Evangelist Melinda Edmond.
God bless all of our radio listeners again tonight. We just thank and praise God for our being here in the radio studio. Myself, Evangelist Melinda Edmond, here along with Evangelist May Edmond of the Gospel Truth Broadcast. We thank God for every one of you. We thank God for our radio listeners, those to the writer and what to the right, and let us know what God has done throughout this radio broadcast. And we know that God, he is a deliverer, he's a hearer. God will make ways out of no way. We want you to write us and let us know just what the Lord has done for you. Write in your testimony. Tell it. Tell us the good things that God has done for you. If God has done something good for you, you ought to write us at the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast, Post Office Box 1154, Mertonville, New Jersey, 08109. That's the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast, Post Office Box 1154, Mertonville, New Jersey, 08109. We thank God. We would be glad to hear from you. At this time, we will go into a word of prayer. And knowing that God, he is a healer, we know that God, he is a way maker. We know that God is a deliverer. And whatever it is you need, God got it tonight. We want you to go to the throne of grace with us, with your mind stayed on the Lord, with your mind made up that whatever it is you're going to believe God for tonight, because we know that God can do it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come before you right now, Lord, asking for strength. Touch, Lord. Touch and deliver, Jesus. Oh, God, look on each and every soul, Lord, under the sound of my voice. We want you to move by thy spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we want you to go into the hospital room, Lord. Touch Mrs. Anna Previty, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want you to raise her up, Lord. Heal her body, my God. Oh, God, bring her out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go down to Winona, New Jersey, and look on Mr. and Mrs. Matthew Grant, Lord. Oh, God, encourage their hearts, Lord. Lord God, bless them, Lord. Save to the uttermost, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we want you to make a trip down to Upland, Delaware. Look on Mr. and Mrs. Dickerson, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want you to touch them, Lord. Bless them, Jesus. Oh, God, encourage their hearts, Lord. Lead them and guide them. Go with them and stand by them. Oh, God, we want you to look on your people everywhere, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, save, Lord. Save, my God. Deliver, Lord. Oh, God, heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you would remember my mother, Mrs. Edmond, in a special way, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know thou art able to do all things, Lord. We want you to touch, Lord. Touch right now, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, sit on deliverance, Lord. Heal, Jesus. Oh, God, we know you're able. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we want you to let your will be done. Have thine eternal way. Look on all our radio listeners, Lord. Whatever it is that they're requesting, Lord. Whatever it is that they have up before you, my God. We ask that if it be your will, that you would grant it unto them. We want you to heal the sick, Lord. Oh, God, lift heavy burdens, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless in a special way. Make ways out of no way. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have thy way. Let your will be done. Oh, God, move, Lord. We want you to move, Lord. We want you to move, Jesus. Look on me, Lord, the least of thine servant. Encourage my heart. Help me to hold down. Help me to endure. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on evangelist Edmund. Oh, my God, touch the Lord. Send thy word. Send thy anointing. You, Lord, speak through, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we want you to have your way tonight. Have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on your people everywhere, Lord. Look on these people in the city of Camden, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy, Lord. Save, heal, and deliver. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you would do this for us, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you've already done. And we claim it by faith. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We thank God tonight for everything and for the prayer. And at this time, we're going to give it over into the hands of evangelist May Edmond.
Praise the Lord. God bless every one of you out there in Radio Land. I'm going directly to the Word.
brethren, yes. I count not myself to have apprehended.
No.
But this one thing I do.
Oh, yes.
Forgetting those things
yes,
that are behind
yes,
and reaching forth
yes,
unto those things oh, which
glory,
are before.
Glory,
I press
oh,
for the mark
press.
For the prize
yes,
of the high calling
yes,
of God
Lord,
in Christ Jesus.
Oh, glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
The message I'd like to leave with you tonight is I'm pressing on.
I'm pressing on.
I'm pressing on.
I'm pressing on.
This is a personal
Lord,
salvation.
Lord, yes, yes.
You've got to be willing
yes,
to press on
Lord,
for yourself. If Jesus died and gave us the ghost
you
to
were,
save us from our sins,
you were,
how much more should we
Praise the Lord. Thank God. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word of God on tonight. And now at this time, we're going to open up the doors to salvation to allow anyone that don't know the Lord an opportunity to get to know the Lord. And we're going to ask Evangelist Dr. Sheila Hameen to come forth and lead us in a word of prayer. We know that prayer changes things.
Amen. With our minds on the Lord, let's believe God. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you asking for mercy, O God. We ask for forgiveness. Lord God, we ask that you would stretch out your mighty hand and lay your hand upon us. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask that you will extend the hand of salvation to those, oh God, who have repented in their heart, who have opened up their heart to receive you, to accept you as their personal Savior. Lord, touch, Lord God, touch their minds and their hearts. In the name of Jesus, Lord, save right now and fill the souls with the Holy Ghost. Work on them, oh God, and mold them, shape them, and form them into vessels of honor. Oh God, and vessels that are pleasing unto you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we call on you for strength. We ask you, Lord God, to put the press on the inside that we may continue to press on. In the name of Jesus, oh my Lord, we praise you and we magnify you, oh God, because you have overcome the world. And we thank you tonight for power and for strength. We need you, Lord God, to lead us and to guide us in the way that you will have us to go. Lord God, teach us how to do your will. Yes. Lord, show us how to go about doing your will in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, order our steps, oh God, and keep us. Lord, preserve us, oh Lord, while we're down here. In the name of Jesus, we need you right now. Oh, Lord, stop by here and make your holy visitation. Go into the homes of every listener tonight. Oh, my God, and let your presence be in the house or wherever they may be. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your touch, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, Lord. We are praying, oh God, that you will help the backslider to come on back, Lord Jesus. Help the backslider to return unto you, Lord Jesus. Touch their hearts, Lord. Touch their minds, oh God. Fix their situation and help them to make it back before it's too late. In the name of Jesus. Cover under your blood, Lord. Wash and purge them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for everyone who's on a prayer list everywhere all around the world, one by one and name by name. Lord, you know all things, and you know just what to do. Fix it, my God, in the name of Jesus. Work it out, Lord God. Fix it, my Lord. Only you can do it. Nobody but you, Lord God. You have the power, and there's nothing too hard for you. Oh, Lord God, remember the bereaved families tonight. Touch, Lord, and comfort and console them, Lord. Uphold them during this difficult time and take them through, Lord Jesus. We know you are able. We know you can do it, Lord. For all of those who are sick and afflicted, Lord, laid up on a hospital bed, make your holy visitation and lay your hand on them right now, God. Raise them up, Lord Jesus. Make them whole, Lord God. Heal in the name of Jesus. We know you're able to do it, Lord. Nothing is impossible for you. Oh, my God, fix it for your people in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, and lift heavy burdens. Encourage your people. Help us, Lord, to press our way. Help us, oh, God, pray even more. Put a prayer in our hearts and in our mouths that we may pray without ceasing. In the name of Jesus,
Oh, my God, we believe you tonight, and
yes.
We're taking you at your word. We want you to have your way and let your will be done. Lord, move in our lives, oh, God. Manifest yourself even the more. Oh, Lord, have your way. We surrender unto you, Lord. We surrender, oh, God. We ask, Lord, that you will take control right now and that your will be done, not our will, Lord.
Your will.
In the name of Jesus, we believe you tonight, Lord. We take you at your word, oh, God, and we ask that you accept our prayer, and we give you thanks tonight. We thank you, Lord,
thank
for
you.
All that you've done, Lord. We thank you for your touch tonight. Thank you for your precious word, oh, God.
Yes.
We thank you for
thank
encouragement.
You.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. We
thank you
for
Jesus.
Strength and power.
Thank
Lord,
you.
We thank you for healing and deliverance.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We thank you.
Thank
oh, yes, Lord, we thank you. Glory, glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
We
thank you for blessing us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for a miracle. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your healing power. Oh, glory, glory to your name, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. We thank you for this prayer, Lord, and for salvation. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your holy name. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless this ministry, the gospel truth. Ministry, Lord, bless in a great and a mighty way and ever have your way. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. The Lord is so worthy. I thank the Lord for that.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Glory. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Praise God. I'm not trying to be no big I am or hold no big title and all of that. I ain't worried about that stuff. One thing about it, if you ain't got to have that title to make it into the kingdom of God. You got to have the Holy Ghost to make it into the kingdom of God. So I ain't worried about what people think, how they feel toward me. I'm looking to Jesus. I'm trusting in the Lord, and I'm pressing on because I know that if I press my way, everything will be all right. I just thank the Lord for that message. Even though it was preached years ago, I tell you the truth, I can still feel the essence of that message on tonight. So I hope that somebody else was encouraged tonight through the word of God and through prayer, because prayer surely changes things. At this time, we're going to have remarks from our evangelists.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that the precious word of God coming, even though it came in the 1990s, is still relevant today, encouraging us, saying, I'm pressing on, and this is what we have to do. It's not the time for giving up. It's time to press on. We're too close to give up now. And in the message, she began to break down what it means to press. It's not an easy process. It's not, as they say, a cakewalk. It's not going to be a flowery bed of ease. And Jesus, he didn't promise that it would be, but we have to put work in.
Amen.
And as we're working towards a crown, we're not just working, just like she said, to beat the air. We're working to earn a reward. When you go to work down here on this natural earth, you don't just go show up and get paid and then go home. You go and you do something in order to get your pay. And this
Amen.
Is how we're working towards receiving a crown of life. I enjoy the word of God. It's the truth. And we have to press.
Yes.
It is a press. It's just a press. And I remember growing up, I would hear the saints say, if you don't press, you'll be pressed out.
Yes.
And that's what will happen. And I believe I read in the scriptures where Paul, he said that they were pressed out of measure or beyond measure. But they kept going. They kept going. They didn't give up. And we can't give up either. We have to continue to press and move forward. Saints, be encouraged. Thank God for the word advantage. May keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise God. I tell you, I thank God. I felt the anointing. Even when the late evangelist was praying, I felt the anointing.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
A powerful message that came forth. I'm pressing on. This has got to be personal. This is something you have to make up your mind to do, that no matter what, I'm pressing on. As Apostle Paul described, not as though I had already attained. Now, I haven't made it there yet, but I'm pressing my way. I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm looking forward to receiving that crown. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We have to press our way to keep the faith. Amen. And not give up on God. Oh, praise the Lord. And yes, in like was stated, this is something that we have to put great effort toward. Mm-hmm. When I see somebody trying to get a gold medal, and they are running and they are trying to outrun everyone else and cross over the finishing line first, when somebody's trying to interview them, you should see how hard they're breathing, because they pressed. And I mean, they ran hard, and they out of breath. Oh, they worked. You know, so you got to put some effort into it. You got to deny yourself.
Amen.
You got to keep on pressing on. And yes, you might get a little weary, but the Lord will give you strength. So let's be encouraged, and let's take the word of God in for ourselves. That word stirred me up. I can feel the anointing of God, and I thank him for his touch. I just thank God, hallelujah, because he is moving, and we need that word. That word is so uplifting. We need to hear that, because we are living in the days where the scriptures are being fulfilled. And we are seeing the temptation everywhere. We are seeing all of these troubles and traumas, earthquakes in diverse places.
Ooh, yes.
You see the
children are killing their parents, parents killing children, and it's just the word of God is being fulfilled.
Amen.
And we need to press our way. So let us take this word in and apply it to our own lives. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. The Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for our evangelists and their exhortations and the word of God, the words that they spoke. I tell you, I'm encouraged tonight. I don't care what the devil does or says. I'm encouraged through the word of God because I know that the word of God is right all by itself. Praise God. I just thank the Lord for all things, for the prayer, for the words of encouragement. And I'm asking you, those of you that can get a word of prayer through, continue to pray for me. I'm going through a little affliction right now, but I'm still trusting in the Lord, and I'm still pressing my way. So keep me in your prayers. And also, I like to say, let's remember those souls that are going through severe tests and trials. Dr. Sewell, we want to remember her in our prayers. And also Darnell Williams, they're really going through it. But I know the Lord is able to take them through. And all others that we didn't name or call, they're going through different situations in their homes with their children, as was for a state of how the children is shooting and killing the parents. And, oh, it's just so much going on. But we want to keep them in our prayer, especially the youth, because it looks like they just, they don't care. They're not afraid. They just shooting one another. And it's a lot of them that's doing the shooting is the young ones because they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But I know God is able to reach them. And if he doesn't reach them, one thing about it, if they live by the sword, then they shall die by the sword. So it's up to us to put that word out there and let them get that word.
Yeah.
Going to be a witness against them in that day. We truly are living in terrible times. And we could see, as Venice Amin was speaking, we could see the times that we are living in, the earthquakes and all this. I mean, so many earthquakes, one right behind the other, continuous earthquakes in different places, shooting, killing, murder. Oh, and it reminded me of, like, in the Old Testament time, how they killed one another, cut their heads off and all of that. It's just terrible. But we're yet looking to the Lord, and we, too, must go through our testing trials. So let's look to the Lord, and let's keep pressing our way and stay with the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this broadcast tonight. We're going to ask that you tune in again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And we hope to have a speaker for you Sunday night, if the Lord's will. I believe it's Elder Huff. He preached Saturday. And we do have the message, so we hope to play that over the air, the Lord's will. So tune in again Sunday, and God bless you, Venice Hameen and Venice Khadija. God bless you. And everyone else that's on the line, we encourage you to continue to tune in. God bless you. We love you, and good night.